Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Hey, it's Bud Dickman here for the world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass. You've heard a lot about it, and you hear Mr. Henry talk about it and everything. There's 40,000 hours of the radio show that goes back a long time when it wasn't even, nobody even knew about him. And anyway, so there's Miami and there's LA and then there's the nationally syndicated show when it was national, you know? And then also all the netcasts. I mean, it's got 40,000 hours and more of content. You know, so get a subscription at philhenryshow.com. There's a big banner and it goes, yeah, get a subscription right there. Click on that and it takes you to, and it'll show you what to do.
The world famous Phil Henry Show. Get a subscription for a month or for a year. The greatest value online other than porn. I should know. I'm Dale Waterby.
Hi, I'm Lang Delton. And today you'll hear me sing the play-by-play of a baseball game and do the sound effects with my voice. That's right. It's Lang Delton's Mouth Orchestra taken to the level of sports. Today with Lang Delton Does It Again. I'm Lang Delton. Stick around for something very exciting. I will be doing the play-by-play of a baseball game, a minor league game from the Western Baseball Organization, the WBO, between the Bisbee Kooks and the Bakersfield Beatniks. And I'll be doing it to the tune of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. What could be more fitting? Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Beatnik Park. This is where the Bakersfield Beatniks play their home games. And today, they're gonna be hosting the Bisbee Kooks from Arizona. They are 1-2 in the Southern Division of the Western Baseball Organization. There's a pretty good crowd on hand today. It looks to be about 3,000. That's a good crowd for a minor league game. And out to the field run the Bakersfield Beatniks. They will take the field first. And on the mound is Toby Weisman. He's 1-2 so far in this young season. Toby Weisman relies on a pretty good array of pitches. He's got a very effective fastball, and he can really crack off that curveball. Up to the plate for Bisbee is their leadoff hitter, Jones. Timmy Jones leading it off, batting 400. Although it really shouldn't count, he's only had a couple of at-bats, which means basically he had one hit and then he struck out the next time up. Here he comes, setting in. Here's the windup from Toby. Down the middle, a fastball for a strike. 0-1. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, I have to suspend this effort. I just had a very important phone call from home that requires my immediate attention.
What's that, the toilet backed up downstairs?
What?
Is the toilet
backed up? Because, listen, Lang, you know I support you.
Wait, hold on for a minute, folks. This is what I do. What, plunge toilets?
Yeah, you gotta plunge the toilet.
How'd you like me to use your head to plunge a toilet, Dickman? Look, you said you'd come on here and do the play-by-play singing, and now you're bailing.
It seems like you're bailing out. I'm not bailing out. I've got to go home. A very urgent matter requires my attention.
Yeah, you got to plunge out a toilet.
Either shut him up or he goes headfirst into a toilet that I've just freshly used.
You wouldn't.
Want to see me? Want to see me try it?
Yeah, I would. I'd love to. All right, boys. Lang, go ahead. Run off to your phone call. We were counting on hearing you do this play-by-play. I think it's too tough for you.
Oh, to hell with it. To hell with all of you, okay? I got to get home.
You gotta get home.
You gotta get home and make sure your jaw straps is ironed.
What the hell? That doesn't even mean anything, man. Where's my car?
Yeah, your car. Well, that was very disappointing. This is Margaret Gray, and certainly this has taken us by surprise. Mr. Henry
has taken the evening off. And, Bud Dickman, if you'll sit here and we'll sort of co-host. Bud Dickman alongside General Shaw. Robert Leonard is also with us. That was very disappointing.
It was very disappointing on account of we were going to have Lang Delton.
Delton. Lang Delton.
Yeah, okay. Who's Delton?
Deldo or Deldon. That's the name of Steve Bozell's father.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. His mother used to call him Deldo.
Or called him the Deldo.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now this is Lang Delton, a singer, an interesting man who sings and also does what he calls mouth orchestra. He was going to demonstrate for us, and now we don't think he can. We think he is a chump change lightweight. And, here
it is. You back?
Yes, I am back. I'm going to defend myself against these scurrilous attacks. I thought you were called away home to something urgent.
Yeah, you had to iron your wife's jock straps.
Oh, man.
Well, hold on.
Wait a minute.
We don't allow any fisticuffs.
I'll remember that, okay?
Get out of here.
Why don't you get in your car and have him drive you back to your house for this urgent matter?
I'm telling you right now, I was going to do the crowd noise and everything.
Oh, yeah?
I was going to do it like this.
There's a hit. And he's running to second.
Get out of here.
Get out.
So that's Lang Delton coming in and trying to salvage this disastrous appearance on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I'm Margaret Gray.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Today, hosted by Margaret Gray and Bud Dickman, with me, General Galen Shaw, and me, Robert Leonard, alongside for commentary. Now, Margaret Gray.
Thank you so very much, General, and welcome, everyone. It was a day that began with promise. A day that we thought... You got a problem?
No, you know...
I know what I did. A day that we thought would hold the performance in the palm of its trembling hand, the performance of Lang Delton.
Jesus.
Hey, Bud,
listen, she's getting into it, okay?
Yeah, but pick it up a little bit.
Bud, the only thing I pick up is you, and then I ram you headfirst into the grill of that Chevy outside. You saw the Chevrolet?
It was a Ford.
All right, I'm going to do it now.
Margaret, you know what Phil said.
All right, I'm sorry.
Today began with promise. Lang Delton was going to arrive here, and he was going to sing the play-by-play of a baseball game. He promised us that. He also promised that he would do the crowd noise. This all came to nothing. He got about, what would you say, General?
Probably about...
Phil Starr, I'm the co-host.
I'm asking him, you get it?
Yeah.
I'd say it got about 2 or 3 minutes in, and then...
About 2 or 3 minutes in, the whole thing just... Two or three minutes, the whole thing just started to stink like it was...
Like it dropped from someone's rear end. Go ahead and say it. I think we're all in agreement there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what happened today on these airwaves. It is left to us now, myself and Bud Dickman, along with General Shaw and Robert Leonard, and we'll be along with traffic and weather. I guess we don't do that.
No.
But to pick up the pieces and move forward, we will replay for you the entirety, I suppose, General.
Well, we're editing it now, and we will replay it ad nauseum.
First of all, let's talk about what Mr. Henry, who was at home and was relying on us to come through with a show. Mr. Henry's at home.
Yeah, he's at home all right, spanking it.
How dare you say something like that?
Well, to prove me wrong.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. Ever since he got back from Florida. Well, we can talk about that. You know?
I mean, ever since he got back from Florida, you know.
We can talk about it. Let's talk about
it. What?
Let's talk about it. What is Mr. Henry doing since he got back from Florida? He's been out of sorts. He's been all in a heap. He's wrecked. He's wrecked beyond recognition.
Well, there's no question that Phil, he seems scattered. His mind is on a great many things. As you know, when it comes time for some psychological profiling on the program, or medical, it falls to Dr. Jim Sadler. And Dr. Sadler, so good for you to join us. I know it was rather hasty. I know that Bud just...
I just now was able to get a doctor on the phone.
I'm very, very sorry for the late call.
Oh, no, it's fine. This is very important, and Bud told me what was happening there at the studio.
Well, were you busy doing anything, Doctor?
Was I? Yeah, I was busy. I was...
Because it seems like we were able to get you, and you've got an opinion
on this already. It sounds like maybe you were just sitting drumming your fingers.
No, what's that supposed to be?
I don't know. For some reason, it just you sound eager to talk.
Yes, I'm eager to talk. Yes, all right. Okay. I mean, I don't have a lot to do. My wife is out shopping. I haven't seen her in a day. She was off skiing at Snow Summit with a couple of the girlfriends, and I'm, you know, my business is slow, so I was waiting by the phone, hoping somebody would call. So what does that make me? Some sort of pathetic?
No, it does not, Dr. Sal. It doesn't make you pathetic at all. We want to talk to you.
Because, you know, I do have other things I can do besides sit here and talk to you, girk jerkers, you know.
Are you talking to me?
No, ma'am. I said girk jerker, okay? You're a girl.
Hang up on this lisping slob.
Wow.
Okay, that was Dr. Jim Sadler.
Yeah, there's a great profile you did right there.
I don't have to talk to Dr. Jim Sadler about diddly squat. Dr. Ron Tarner is on the line with us, and we'll talk with Dr. Tarner here. And we can certainly talk with him about these matters. Although you are not a trained psychologist, Dr. Tarner, you do have, obviously, experience as a medical doctor treating people. You know Phil Henry. What is your view on this?
Well, first of all, let me say, I'm not exactly 100% sure what it is.
Oh, we're sorry about that, Dr. Tarner. What happened was Phil has been out of sorts the past week. He's done a number of encore shows. He has us filling in for him today. We were going to have, who was the guy?
Lang Delton.
We had Lang Delton on.
Oh, that pain in the head.
Oh, you know Lang Delton.
Yes, I know him. You know, he was supposed to perform. We have this annual comedy award, all of the astrophysicists here, and all the, you know, basically the doctors and scientists here at Mount Meadow Observatory, and he was going to be the entertainment during the dinner, and this guy comes out, if this is the same guy we're talking, Lang Delton?
Yes.
Well, this guy came out. And he said something like, "Hey, folks, I'm Lang Delton."
Yeah, that's the guy. He does mouth orchestra.
Yeah, there you go, mouth orchestra. Because when the two of us, when we finished with him in the alley and put him in his car, we had to sit him very gently in his car after we got done with him, all he kept saying was, "I'm Lang Delton, I play mouth orchestra." And we said, "Well, not anymore, Fred."
Oh, Mike, what did you do to the man?
Nothing. We just scared him a little bit. But the fact is, this is a big night for us, and we were expecting top-notch entertainment. And a guy comes out going, da 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 da, "Hey, happy birthday to you," or whatever it was. And I said, "Where's the orchestra?" He goes, "It's in my mouth." I said, "Yeah, it's in your mouth, all right. And it'll be a 24-piecer." So
you didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
So essentially you're telling me that you beat up Lang Delton.
I'm not going any further than that. I'm just saying that we had an understanding.
Yes. You beat up Lang Delton. We wanted to talk to you about the psychological profile of Mr. Henry, but you sound...
Yeah, you do not sound like a reliable individual. So, Dr. Tarner, we thank you and we bid you a good night.
Oh, bullsh...
And there is... So there's two doctors that we thought we could rely on to discuss these matters with, and one turns out to be some loser sitting by his phone, and the other one, some psychopathic bully...
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you try that stuff with me, Turner.
I think we all understand now that Dr. Ron Turner, they roughed up Lang Delton in an alleyway.
Yeah, rough me up sometime, friend. 24-piecer, wow.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show, brought to you by Tasty Shave. Tasty Shave. Why put shaving cream on your face when you can use whipped cream? Have you ever tried it? I did. If whipped cream goes on your face, looks just like shaving cream, shaves up just like shaving cream, except it's whipped cream. It tastes good too. Yes, why shave with something you can't eat? Shave with whipped cream. Tasty Shave. New from Velco. The world famous Phil Henry Show, live, well, not really, from the El Pacifico. Well,
you get the idea.
In Southern California.
What?
Southern California.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Filling in for Phil Henry, Margaret Gray, and Bud Dickman.
Thanks very much, Robert, and everybody. Welcome. I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Margaret Gray.
And we're filling in for Mr. Henry today and kind of doing a breakdown, a psychological sketch.
A psychological sketch?
Yeah, I mean, and figuring out, since he got back from Florida... He's been basically laying around just spanking and staring at the ceiling and everything like that. And the only other person that we know is Tom Cadden. He's going to come in right now. Tom, how you been?
Hey, how's everyone?
Tom, good to see you.
Hello, Margaret.
Hello, Tom. Always great to see you. You are such a great, healthy presence for the show.
Bye, Tom. Sit down right there. Look, it's no secret that you have been parked in General Shaw. Your juice wagon's been parked in General Shaw's driveway now for how long?
Well, my juice wagon has been parked in General Shaw's driveway now, Bud, to be honest with you, for 6 months. Now,
6 months you've been inside that juice wagon doing what?
I've been masturbating almost continuously.
Yeah, we suspect the same thing may be going on, Mr. Henry.
Well, first of all, I think you need to be very sure of that, because that's a heck of a thing to accuse a man of publicly on these public airwaves.
Well, I think Phil's listeners, while they appreciate Phil and certainly love and respect him, know that he's about this far from some sort of crack-up.
You think so?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, well, we suspect ever since Phil fell in love, he's got a young lady.
Now, I heard all about this girl by the name of Jackie, right?
Yes.
All right, I heard all about Jackie. And I got a call from her the other day, in fact. She said to me, "Is this Dr. Ron Turner or Tom Catton?" I said, "It's Tom Catton." She said, "You sound just like Dr. Ron Turner." She said, "Turner doesn't have a problem like you laying around in a juice wagon pulling it." And I said, "All right, but he beats people up in alleys."
That's a very good point.
Yeah, well, and you heard our interview just a moment ago.
I did hear it, yeah.
Well, that's, you know, we could get into that, why the two of you sound alike.
But we didn't used to. You see, it used to be that Ron Turner had a definite nasal problem, and I was just sort of more fully formed. But
it's just the way it goes, you know. It's a difficult thing. It's part and parcel of what's going on with Phil. But this is what we want to talk to you about. So you lay around all day long. Let's just call it what it is, jerking off.
Yes, I do, yeah.
How much money were you making with that juice wagon before all of this happened?
You know, I'll tell you, this is a very good question. I was doing about $50,000 a month.
You're kidding me!
$50,000 a month? Yes. Now, that's before expenses.
But what was your overhead?
Well, our overhead ran a good $15,000, maybe $20,000, $15,000 a month. So, yeah, we were making clear profit of $35,000 a month. It was a very profitable business.
And then all of a sudden, you start masturbating.
All of a sudden, I got into a jag where I just was making too much money, or I wasn't sure that it was going to continue. I got nervous about it. I needed to kind of collect myself, and I needed to kind of just withdraw into myself and...
Right here.
Oh, sorry. I needed to withdraw into myself and figure my life out.
And to do that, you needed to lay around?
I needed to be laying on my back, staring at the ceiling with my pants down around my knees, spanking it, as you guys say.
Now, how does that give you confidence?
Well, it's something that it doesn't give you confidence so much as that you, what you do is you, you know, you think about things. It gives you time to think.
But what are you thinking about?
Oh, I was thinking about all kinds of women that I wished I'd had sex with, obviously, and going back to the time of my pubescence at the age of 11 or 12, all the way to present time. So I was thinking about, like, the mothers of my friends.
All right, I've heard enough. Well, I've heard enough, Tom. We wanted to come on and get some clarity on Phil.
Well, I think I can provide that.
Well, go ahead, give us some.
I mean, I'd have to talk more about me spanking it in the back of a...
Thanks a lot, Tom.
All you're doing is throwing people off the show.
Get out of here. All you're doing is throwing people off the show. That's all we're doing is throwing people off the show today, folks. And feels pretty good to me.
Well, you can tell by the warped mental state of Tom Catton, of Ron Turner, of Dr. Jim Sadler, and others. You can tell by the stagnated state of their minds that is a reflection of what's going on with Phil. Let's listen how this all started this evening.
Yeah, we had on Lang Delton, who promised us that he would sing the play-by-play of a game between the Bakersfield Beatniks and the Bisbee Kooks of the Western Baseball Organization, a single-A minor league baseball league, that he would sing the full nine innings. He didn't even get through one at-bat and then claimed that he was needed urgently at home, that he just got an urgent phone call.
Yeah, and then we said, why? Because you got to go home and iron a jockstrap.
Yeah, man, we got that joke already. But enough of your jokes. We don't really know. I suspect that he just didn't know what he was doing.
I don't think he knew what he was doing, but let's listen to that again. Lang Delton, just moments ago on this program.
Hi, I'm Lang Delton, and today you'll hear me sing the play-by-play of a baseball game and do the sound effects with my voice. That's right. It's Lang Delton's Mouth Orchestra taken to the level of sports. Today with Lang Delton Does It Again. I'm Lang Delton. Stick around for something very exciting. I will be doing the play-by-play of a baseball game, a minor league game from the Western Baseball Organization, the WBO, between the Bisbee Kooks and the Bakersfield Beatniks. And I'll be doing it to the tune of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. What could be more fitting? Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Beatnik Park. This is where the Bakersfield Beatniks play their home games. And today, they're gonna be hosting the Bisbee Kooks from Arizona. They are 1-2 in the Southern Division of the Western Baseball Organization. There's a pretty good crowd on hand today. It looks to be about 3,000. That's a good crowd for a minor league game. And out to the field run the Bakersfield Beatniks. They will take the field first. And on the mound is Toby Wiesman. He's 1-2 so far in this young season. Toby Wiesman relies on a pretty good array of pitches. He's got a very effective fastball, and he can really crack off that curveball. Up to the plate for Bisbee is their leadoff hitter, Jones. Timmy Jones leading it off, batting 400. Although it really shouldn't count, he's only had a couple of at-bats, which means basically he had one hit and then he struck out the next time up. Here he comes, setting in. Here's the windup from Toby. Down the middle, a fastball for a strike. 0-1. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, I have to suspend this effort. I just had a very important phone call from home that requires my immediate attention.
What's that, the toilet backed up downstairs?
What?
Is the toilet
backed up? Because, listen, Lang, you know I support you.
Wait, hold on for a minute, folks. This is what I do. What, plunge toilets?
Yeah, you gotta plunge the toilet.
How'd you like me to use your head to plunge a toilet, Dickman?
Don't. Look, you said you'd come on here and do the play-by-play singing, and now you're bailing.
It seems like you're bailing out.
I'm not bailing out. I've gotta go home. A very urgent matter requires my attention.
Yeah, you gotta plunge out a toilet.
Either shut him up, or he goes headfirst into a toilet that I've just freshly used.
You wouldn't.
Wanna see me? Want to see me try it?
Yeah, I would. I'd love to. All right, boys. Lang, go ahead. Run off to your phone call. We were counting on hearing you do this play-by-play. I think it's too tough for you.
Oh, to hell with it. To hell with all of you, okay? I got to get home.
You got to get home.
You got to get home and make sure your dry straps is ironed.
What? The hell? That doesn't even mean anything, man. Where's my car? Yeah, your car.
And here you have it. We'll be right back.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is brought to you by Fun Whip. Are you tired of looking at shaving cream? Wouldn't you rather just sit down and eat it? Who cares if you shave? You want to eat some of that Fun Whip. Don't put it on your face. Put it in your mouth. That's what she said.
Fun Whip at Burberley's.
The world famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico here in Southern California. I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm Bud Dickman, and we've been sort of in a meditative pose here tonight. Talk a lot about Mr. Henry and the things that he's done. And everything.
And certainly we heard from some of the principals involved in what we consider to be the inexorable, or perhaps not.
Well, I wouldn't say it's inexorable.
Well, perhaps not, as I said. Mental deterioration of Phil Henry. You heard from Dr. Ron Turner. You heard from Tom Catton. Go ahead, Bud.
Well, I mean, we're talking about the... Is this what we're talking about? You know, laying around spanking it.
You know, I wish we'd get off that kick, okay?
Well, you asked the kid.
Let's get off this laying around and spanking it like it's some kind of a thing. What's wrong with Phil is simply this. He needs a few days to get his head together and not have a lot of chumps leaning on him, you know?
Well, I can only tell you that association with Lang Delton is all bad. And somebody who knows a little something about all bad relationships
is Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association talking with us here tonight. Ms. Dooley, good evening.
Yes, good evening. Hi.
And I understand you're taking a bath.
Yeah, we did. We did give the high sign on that.
My understanding was that Bud gave the high sign that I would be taking a tub tonight. Steve drew the bath. Steve, can you give me, if you don't mind, General, we'll just get a little bit of...
This is what I was afraid of.
Yeah.
I got to turn it off.
Don't ever...
Wait, Bobby, Phyllis made it clear he doesn't want the hot water being blown in there during an interview.
Don't ever... Excuse me for a minute. Don't ever turn the hot water off. I make the call. So, anyway, good evening, everyone.
Yes, good evening, Ms. Dooley. So, our concern is... did you know Lang Delton?
You knew Lang Delton.
I'll do it. I did know Lang Delton briefly. He and I both went to Seal Beach High. And Lang was a special guy. When I met Steve, Steve was dealing Darvon. And not only was he dealing it, he was mainlining it there, sitting on the rear bumper of his car at Seal Beach. Excuse me for just a minute. I want to reach over and get the soap.
Oh, yeah.
Just because I had my ass in the air? You know,
ow!
I didn't hit him.
You didn't hit me.
Let me jump in. Don't do that anymore. Phil doesn't want you doing that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
But I knew Lang Delton. And, you know, he'd pick me up for a date, and he'd go, dun 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 dun, here she is, Miss America. And it was cute, you know, it's really, really, really cute.
Yeah. I knew Lang Dell, too. He ran cross country. And
no one cares, Steve. They're talking about...
Hey, Steve, we're a little bit more interested in the romantic, although I do like the total dynamic, but we are more interested in the romantic relationship that he may or may not have had with your wife.
What is that about?
Steve, they're talking to me. So, not unless he gave you a blowjob.
Oh, wow.
All right, Bobby, that's unnecessary.
All right, but I thought you wanted to talk. Lang Delton was a freak, okay? Okay, you understand?
Yes, we're understanding.
Yeah.
Lang Delton was some kind of a freak. And I told him, if you ever do that with me again, if I ever see you do what I just saw you do, and you do it with me, especially where I was...
Well, what are you talking about, Bobby?
I can't get into it, but I was standing in a certain room, and he did something in front of me.
And you don't want to talk about it?
I can't, no.
I'll tell him. It was all about,
Never touched him.
Didn't hurt me.
All right, Bobby, thank you very much for wasting our time. We thought we were going to get some goodies.
All right, I was standing in a bathroom, okay? Does that get you any closer to where you want to be? Does that get you closer to where you want to be? Take a deep breath, Margaret. It's your world, too. You didn't hang up.
World-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for CF, except for this show.
Yeah, he didn't executive produce Jack Squat in this one.
Anyways, executive produced sometimes by Phil Henry for CF Incorporated, All Rights Reserved, Podcast 1. I'm Bud Dickman.
And I'm Margaret Gray. Thank you for joining us for this very special edition of Phil Henry. What is going on in his mind, you know?
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.